Hello and welcome to the broadcast. We are in Mark chapter 9. We'll begin today in verse number 14. Last program, we saw the disciples, three of them, with Jesus up on the mountain on the Mount of Transfiguration. And then they're coming back down to the real world. It was a great time up there. But down at the bottom, we read in verse 14, when he came to his disciples, that is, the rest of the disciples that weren't on the mountain with him, which, of course, Peter, James, and John were. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and scribes questioning them. Now, they're giving them a hard time, as they always did. And then in verse 15, we read, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, that is, the Lord, they were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. We're going to look at this in a minute. Before we do, let's listen to this message and song. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace, His power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Well, we read here in verse number 17, when this multitude come running unto Jesus, it said, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him, that is, Jesus answered him, and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Here's an interesting answer to that. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. We read in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. We read in verse 28, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. Well, once again, we find Jesus came to town and Jesus left. And he taught his disciples, it says in verse 31, and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Now here's an interesting statement. It says in verse 32, but they understood not that saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Well, how is that hard to understand? He said, they're going to kill me, and I'm going to rise again the third day. Well, we get to verse 33. They come to Capernaum, which was the headquarters where Jesus was set up at that time. And it says, he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. He just told them that he was going into Jerusalem. They were going to kill him. Oh, let's not worry about that. Which one of us is the greatest? They have been traveling with Jesus for 3.5 years. They haven't got it yet. How long have you been traveling with Jesus, and do you have it yet? We are so slow to understand sometimes. Well, it says they held their peace by the way because they had disputed among themselves who was the greatest. And the Bible says in verse 35 that he, that is Jesus, sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. There's quite a few stories in the Bible about Jesus with the children, and in this one it says he took him up into his arms. Now, that's not a 9-year-old. Obviously, this is a young child. And he said, except you become as a young child like this, you're not going to understand. Well, I think the disciples are feeling a little pressure here, and so they change the subject in verse 38. John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbid him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because he belongeth to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Then he said, let's get back to focusing on the little children. He says in verse 42, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. I want to read that verse again. Jesus said, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, cause to stumble, one of these little ones that believe in me. It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was cast into the sea." Don't offend those little children that believe in Jesus. Well, the Lord was talking about the fact that he was going to be crucified. They were going to kill him, but they were all arguing amongst themselves who should be the greatest. I know this hymn wasn't written then, but if it had been, it would be a good one for them to listen to. "I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground."
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.